AP Radio News, I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama made his first presidential visit to Utah on Thursday, leaving him one state short of touching down in all 50 while in office. South Dakota is the only state he hasn't been to yet. Obama talks about clean energy on Friday at Hill Air Force Base near Ogden, Utah. Thursday, he announced a job training initiative in Louisville, Kentucky, for careers in high-tech companies.
That's what smart training looks like. Faster, cheaper, innovative, providing new pathways, less conventional pathways in some cases, for careers in tech.
Obama apologized for keeping his audience waiting.
Yeah, obviously, you know, when you're the president, you got national security issues always take top priority, but I wanted to make sure that I still made it.
Before leaving the White House, Obama announced that a framework for a nuclear deal with Iran had been reached.
It is a good deal, a deal that meets our core objectives. This framework would cut off every pathway that Iran could take to develop a nuclear weapon.
But the deal is not done yet. The deadline is still several months away. A U.S. citizen is facing terror charges in New York City.
Authorities say Muhannad Mahmoud Al-Farh conspired to support efforts to kill Americans and U.S. military members abroad. He was brought to the U.S. from Pakistan to face charges. An FBI official says the man, who was born in Texas, and two others planned to become martyrs when they left Canada in 2007. Authorities say a year later, one of the men provided weapons to three others at an Al-Qaeda training camp in Pakistan. Those three have since been convicted in connection with a plan for a suicide attack on the New York City subway system. Al-Farq's next court date is in May. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
This is AP Radio News. A Duke undergraduate student who admitted hanging a noose from a tree on campus is no longer at the school.
We're really not in a position to talk about motive. What we can say is this person acknowledged the behavior.
Larry Mineta, vice president of student affairs, told WTVD-TV the student still faces a code of conduct hearing.
On that basis, we've taken action such that the student is not on the campus, and we'll proceed with all of our formal investigative and adjudicatory processes to ensure that we have the right outcome.
The remains of a man missing more than 8 years and whose suspected killer sits in jail awaiting trial for his murder have been found in Northern California. A sailor who's been missing for 66 days has been found sitting on the hull of his overturned sailboat in the Atlantic. He was found by a German tanker and brought back to Norfolk, Virginia by a U.S. Coast Guard helicopter. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.